America's Pastimes. Before my sisters and I were born, my dad was a minor league pitcher in the San Francisco Giants baseball organization. When it was a teammate's day to pitch, one of my dad's tasks was to sit behind home plate and record how the other team's hitters responded to each pitch. He'd list every pitch thrown, draw lines on a chart indicating where the ball was hit, record how hard they hit, and whether it was a fly or ground ball. It wasn't long before predictable patterns formed. These were called tendency charts. At the pregame meetings, the coaches, pitchers, and catchers would study the charts, examine the trends of their opponents, look for weaknesses, and scrutinize their strengths. Equipped with an understanding of player histories, they knew how to pitch to batters, where to position their fielders, and create a solid defensive strategy. Their game plan energized the team and filled them with hope for a win. American history inspires hope similar to that of baseball tendency charts. Studying our past imparts important information, inspiration, and confidence. Without history, we wouldn't benefit from seeing the big picture, learn from the successes and mistakes of the past, or gain perspective that would steady us in good times and bad. We couldn't identify false information either. Take the American economy. Lately, the stock market has been at an all-time high. Salaries and employment are on the increase, and our economy is as big as the next three largest economies in the world combined. However, for the past 10 years, our economy was static and many people were unemployed. We experienced rising taxes, budget deficits, and heavy regulatory and tax burdens. We shouldn't be surprised that our economy recovered. The pattern of history reveals that it swings back from extremes. The post-World War I recession was followed by the Roaring Twenties, then the Great Depression. World War II was followed by an economic expansion. There have always been ebbs and flows, and it helps us know that our free market system allows for self-correction. History lends perspective and gives us hope. We learned that better days are ahead because America is resilient and bounces back. If we only formed opinions in the moment without the advantage of hindsight, we would make wrong assumptions. For example, social media, public opinion surveys, and television news would lead us to believe political discourse is at an all-time low and that it's ruder and uglier than ever before. However, history shows us that uncivil political discourse has been a constant. President Obama was called a brainwashing dictator. George W. Bush was compared to Hitler and declared a dunce. A minister and former supporter who turned on President Roosevelt called his weekly radio address a tool of the devil. Even our founders experienced political vitriol. A Thomas Jefferson supporter labeled John Adams a hideously hermaphroditical character, and Alexander Hamilton was killed by Aaron Burr in a duel prompted by their longtime political rivalry. From time to time, I go back to find the golden age of civility, said political analyst Michael Barone, and it has proved elusive. History tells us that our founders knew that our right to free speech would sometimes include heated rhetoric. The fact that it's to be expected gives us perspective and a certain peace. George Washington warned, "In a free and republican government, you cannot restrain the voice of the multitude. Every man will speak as he thinks, or more properly, without thinking." People misunderstand our military, too. A 2016 Gallup poll found that only 49% of Americans think the United States has the best military in the world. People think China and Russia are passing us up, and that our military is overstretched. However, with a little digging, we find that America prioritizes our armed forces. Our country budgets almost as much money for defense as the rest of the world combined. If the army were a city, it would be the 10th largest in the U.S., A 2015 Military Strength Indicator report by Credit Suisse showed America easily beating the military might of Russia and China. Air Force General and Vice Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Paul Selva, responded to claims of military weakness by stating, "I will take umbrage with the notion that our military has been gutted. At no time in my career have I been more confident than this instant in saying we have the most powerful military on the face of the planet." Examining our military history fills us with confidence and pride. Our homeland and liberties are being excellently defended, which give us hope for a secure future. Understanding our times doesn't have to be hit or miss. Our history is full of helpful patterns and lessons which can protect us from false notions. With God's help, Americans can be hopeful as we build upon the firm foundation of those who came before us.